The groups that made up the top 10 in terms of money spent on lobbying didn't change at all from a year ago, although they did shuffle around a bit. The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, led the way, spending nearly $390,000. Wisconsin Independent Businesses spent about $270,000. That's about the same amount spent by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, which is the state's largest teachers union. James Buchan with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the first half of the year was in line with what his group normally spends on lobbying.
Businesses are directly affected by the actions of state government, and it's important for their perspective, their input to be part of that process of developing laws and regulation.
Buchan says that's been especially true over the past 6 months. During that time, the so-called Taxpayers' Bill of Rights received far more attention than any other proposal. The plan to limit government spending in Wisconsin never even got called to a vote, but that didn't stop lobbyists from spending more than 9,000 hours pleading their cases at the Capitol. The State Ethics Board's Eric Hako says part of the reason the plan received so much attention is that it would affect such a wide variety of interest groups.
Just about every organization that is registered to lobby has some interest in state and local funding, and this directly impacts that, so they had an interest in it, and that could very well explain why there was such a large volume of hours spent on it.
Other issues that received heavy lobbying include the Job Creation Act, which lawmakers passed and the governor signed. It aims to ease the permitting process for development projects in Wisconsin. Lobbyists also focused on the proposed constitutional amendment to make same-sex marriage illegal and a plan to let licensed adults carry concealed weapons. Jay Heck directs the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin. He says these issues were similar.
These were, in large part, political measures that were designed to, by their proponents, to make people in the legislature take a vote or to be on record so that however they voted or whatever their position was, it could be used in the upcoming November elections.
Heck says it's a case of the largest lobbying groups, what he calls the 800-pound gorillas, setting the agenda in elections. Lobbyists don't always get what they want, though. The lobbying summary includes time spent by groups on both sides of an issue. They can sometimes cancel each other out. And there are anomalies. In one case, the Wisconsin Independent Businesses lobbying group spent more than 1,200 hours pushing for a single bill. It would have given businesses the right to levy tougher fines on people who break equipment leases. Nobody lobbied against the idea, and yet it died in the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.